Grief is a natural part of life, and we all experience it at some point. By becoming aware of our emotions in the process of grief, we can begin to accept and move through our pain. Acceptance doesn't mean that we forget or stop feeling the loss, but it allows us to come to terms with it. And finally, we can choose to honour our loved ones by celebrating their life and finding meaning in our grief. Join me as we explore these pillars of grief and how they can help us navigate the journey of grief. We will explore this journey together, and you will hear from experiencers, experts, and researchers. I'm Jock Brokas, and this is The Pillars of Grief. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, or good morning, wherever you are. You know, there was a time in my life when I was incredibly lonely, and that essentially was probably one of the worst times, one of the worst experiences I had. And not just loneliness, just because I, you know, had lost loved ones, but because I was living a different life than what my true life was. One thing that I realized in a very short space of time is that if you don't get a grip of loneliness, it can kill you. And it's worse if you're grieving. So, ladies and gentlemen, that's what we are going to talk about when we come right back. This is Jock, and this is The Pillars of Grief. God bless. Are you struggling with grief? Hi, I'm Jock Brokas, a grief researcher, author, spiritual mentor, and renowned evidential medium. Join me on the Pillars of Grief podcast. Through personal teachings and interviews with experienced researchers and educators, I will provide valuable insights and support to help you navigate your journey through grief. I will answer the questions you yearn to be answered, and I'll help you understand your journey. Listen and subscribe to the Pillars of Grief podcast today on your favorite platform and start navigating your journey through grief. Okay, welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Pillars of Grief. And as I said, today we're going to be talking a little bit more about loneliness and the impact of loneliness and grief. And whilst I'm going to kind of target this towards the men, it really is an impact for anybody, for women, children, for brothers, sisters, you know, it's for anybody. But I'm going to talk really about the men, because this is something that is really passionate for me. And the reason that I'm doing this is, actually, I wasn't going to talk about this until much later, but this, I released an article a little while ago, and that article really dove into men and grief. And you can see that on my website, actually. It's jockbrokas.com. You can go and check out that recent article about men and grief. But what I noticed was, is I had a lot of private messages from social media, from my Instagram page, people that emailed me, and people that made comments. And one of the common threads was that the men felt so lonely, and they felt like that there was nothing else for them. And, you know, we're going to talk about this in a little bit, but some wish they weren't here. And some just couldn't face life as it was anymore and felt there was nothing for them. And that breaks my heart. And this is why I want to do this. This is why I want to bring this to light, because loneliness is the scourge of the earth. It really is. And like I said, in my life, I had a part of my life in the past, I had to be someone that I wasn't. And that was part of the job, part of the work that I did. And I couldn't talk about that, couldn't open up to anybody, couldn't confide in anybody. Everything really was had to be kept within. And you kind of know that you're living an illusion, because it's not really who you want to be. It's not really who you are. And that really hurts. And so you feel lonely. You feel so lonely. And there's a true saying, you know, that you can be in a party full of people and be the loneliest man in the room, the loneliest person in the room, loneliest woman in the room. And you don't really need the platitudes from people to tell you how things are easy and how you'll get over things and how to deal with stuff. And, you know, have you got any friends and all that kind of stuff? We're going to talk a little bit about that later, because it's something that really we do need to take action upon. But at the time as well, especially in grief, you kind of feel distant and lost. And even though I had suffered a lot of grief in my life, I never really felt the impact of the loneliness. I felt loneliness because of the work and things that I did, but I never really felt this impact of the loneliness in the grief side until the passing of my father. And because obviously if you listen to the previous episodes or read one of the articles where I opened up about how that I never got to say goodbye to my father, there was so much that was left unsaid, and there was so much hurt and so much it was said that should never have been done. And we never parted on the best of friendship. We really didn't. And that's, I'm going to turn this down because I think it's a wee bit loud in my ear. I don't want to pick up so much. And that really, really did hurt. It really did hurt. And obviously, I got to the point where I felt so lonely, even though I still had family. And I felt so lonely, even after I couldn't talk. So what does that mean? Because I couldn't talk. And this is what I've realized is that, you know, loneliness can kill you slowly. And if you're a man, we hardly talk about grief. It's not within man's nature to just open up and talk about grief. Now, if you see a lot of the, and I'm not taking anything away from women, actually far be it at all, but you'll see that, you know, that a lot of programs and grief programs, a lot of them are kind of geared really towards women. And it's easier for women because women are more open. Women are more vulnerable. Women are better with their emotions and their feelings than men are. And so it's easier for them to enter these programs, and it's easier for them to sit in a group setting and to open up. And it's easy for them to connect with their friends, their families, their relations, or anybody in their circle, and to tell them about grief. Now, not always, because obviously I do help a lot of women, especially in our grief group and the COVID widows community we have in there as well. There's some of the same patterns. But essentially, as a general overview, women can talk about it a lot easier than a man. And so what does this mean for men? Well, this actually means that there's that loneliness that gets exacerbated because we don't talk, we're not vulnerable, we're not as open as our female counterparts, we just don't do that. And so that takes us into a new level of mental health. That mental health, that's an imbalance in us. And we can't express our grief, and so we just want to hide in the silence. How many of you guys out there, whether you've lost a wife, or whether you've lost a son or a daughter, or even a brother, a sister, or even a best friend, how many of you just wanted to suffer in silence? You don't really want to talk about it. You don't want anybody to bring it up. And the reality is that we kind of pull away. We pull away and we put ourselves into this darkness, this cocoon that, you know, we want to hide away from because we don't want to be vulnerable. Because really the expectations, the societal expectations are that men are strong, that men are the hunter-gatherers, that men have to be strong for their families, that we have this stiff upper lip, this stoic attitude that we can get over anything, and we don't really need to ask for help because we're warriors. And really what happens is that makes us even more isolated. And we feel so distant and that we can't trust people. And when we can't trust people and we can't open up and we're not living to the expectations of society because inside of us we're absolutely dying in pain, we turn to what we think is the easiest solution. And oftentimes that is, you know, to take our own lives. And, you know, I've been there. I've been at that precipice. And as I said, you can see that in my article that I wrote and the other episodes that I talked about. So I've been there. And there's so many men, and recently from the article I wrote, there's so many men that have said, you know, Jock, I really wanted to take my own life. I didn't trust anybody. And here's the other thing. I want to settle down. I loved my wife dearly, and they passed on, and I can't live without them. But now I feel so lonely and I feel so guilty if I get asked to date again, or I feel as if I'm not living for the memory of my loved one that passed, the memory of my wife. And again, this is the same kind of thing as it goes for women and men, right? But as I said, I want to concentrate on just men for now. And then some of them are like, well, nobody, my social circle has changed. Nobody, I'm labeled as Joe, who's suffering because he lost his wife, suffering from grief. Tommy, who's suffering because he lost his wife. And then you have this label on you. And nobody, and then you feel like nobody wants to touch you with a barge pole. And again, you pull away, you pull away, you go into that silent suffering. And your relationships suffer. And you feel even more isolated. And, you know, there's another aspect to this that many people don't think about. And because men are fearful of being vulnerable in their grief, not realizing, we'll talk about this, that vulnerability is an absolute superpower for you. But men are fearful to talk about grief. And so in the isolation, so what do they do as well? So in order not to feel it, let's throw ourselves into work. It's just work, 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 work. That doesn't do any good because that then makes you more imbalanced and there's no time for you and your work relationships suffer and you still create that distance. The other thing that I've noticed from a few guys that I've talked to recently is that, you know, while we all like to have a wee dram now and again, you know, I like to have a wee whiskey or a wee wine or something, you know, even I remember I hit the bottle when I was suffering from my dad's passing, and because of the way that we felt, because of the way that that created that distance, I hit the bottle quite bad. I was lucky that I came out of it. And again, you can find from my last episode and from the last article that I sat on a beach and contemplated suicide and things myself. But a lot of men will turn to the bottle because they need something to fill that void. And they think, well, if they take that alcohol, if they take that extra beer, they take that extra whiskey, they take that, it just numbs the pain. You just want to numb the pain and just, again, just suffer in silence because that numbing of the pain. And then what happens is that we get to rely on the alcohol. And worse still, turn to drugs. Wee bit of wacky backy. And I've not done this, but you know, I know people that have taken the old wacky backy, or you know, maybe they turn to something a little bit heavier because they think they're escaping reality. They're escaping the pain that they're in when they're conscious in the material world. And to escape that pain, they'll take the drugs or they'll take the alcohol because they can't talk, because they don't want to talk. And also because the men feel they're not understood, there's that massive distance that happens. We feel not only distant from friends and relations, but we also feel maybe disconnected from them and disconnected from a higher authority because we go through so many different emotions. Or even we start to feel, you know, I know for me and my issue was that I felt very guilty. And then recently as I was studying more and more of the grief journey, I felt more, it was more shame that I was feeling than anything else. Guilt being the behavior and shame being even worse, feeling that I was a really bad person, that you know, I was an evil person for the way that my father and I parted. So unfortunately, society hasn't made us available to express that grief. And the way our makeup is that we're not able to express that grief as easy. And then the other thing that happens is it can go one of two ways. Like I said, you know, some people throw themselves into work, some people throw themselves and end up taking alcohol or take drugs. And some men will then just throw themselves into the gym. But more often than not, they don't look after themselves the way that they should, even if they go to the gym. They're so angry in their grief that they can do them a mischief. They can actually hurt themselves. Beyond just pulling a muscle, you just go for it, because even in that pain in the gym and pushing yourself to beyond your limits, because if you keep doing that, you don't need to feel the pain. It's a different type of pain. And whilst used to when you weren't grieving, it felt good. That pain felt good because it felt you were getting somewhere. This time the pain feels bad eventually because you end up hurting yourself. You push yourself too much. Or in the other side of the spectrum, we let ourselves go, which unfortunately I did for a while. And it creeps up on you. You put weight on, you don't feel good about yourself, you don't dress well, you don't want to go out the home, because in essence, you hate yourself. You hate what you've become. And you can't face the grief that you've been going through. You can't comprehend that loss. And there's no one to talk to. And even when you know, people look in on you, you're forever saying, yeah, I'm fine. Yep, I'm fine. I can get on with it. If a guy's grieving, ladies and gentlemen, and he says, I'm fine, he's not fine. He's fighting a battle that you don't understand. And even if you're on the grieving journey, remember that all of our grief is different. We each suffer in our own different ways because we're all unique. Whilst the pattern of grief may be something that you can recognize, everybody's journey is different. We all go on a grieving journey. Everybody's journey is different. We can walk on the same path, but we'll experience it in a different way. It's rather like if we're walking on a path together and we're looking down, and maybe as I'm looking down that path, I see a beautiful tree. You see something different. You might not see the tree. You might see something on the path. We may be walking down that path. You may see an animal. What I'm saying is that you see things differently. You may be on the same path, but you see things and you experience things differently. And so the experience in a man's grief is different. So what do we do? Our relationships are failing. We don't have them the way. We're not that loving person anymore. We feel dejected, distant. So the man who's grieving in his silence feels a new level of loneliness at a massive, massive level. And often something that you cannot comprehend. If you're a woman, you can't comprehend that. And the thing is even if you go to therapy and you speak to a practitioner, you know, like a grief counselor or something, they really can't put themselves in your shoes, but especially if they haven't gone through grief. There's a difference between understanding something from theory and from experience. We can all go and learn theory from a book, and we can all spout off as much positive affirmations as we want. And we can learn the theory from other people and what they've written. But putting it into practice is a different thing. And making that practice is one we use a completely different thing. We can educate someone based on the intellectual knowledge we've gained in the theory, but the experience is different. To learn from someone who has experience, who's walked that journey, who's still walking that journey, brings you to a new level of connection so that you're able to maybe go through that journey a little bit better. Many men who are grieving feel so emotionally distant that they just don't want to do what they used to do. And they feel guilty. And here's the other thing. You feel guilty about even smiling. I know men who feel guilty if they feel good about themselves because they've lost their loved one. They've lost their wife. And even to have a little bit of happiness in their life, they feel like they're doing a disservice to their wife. They feel like they're doing a disservice to that loved one that they've lost. I got a friend of mine in Scotland, big shout out to Mike. He's just about to go and take the memory of his son to climb the Himalayas. He's going to climb Everest. I remember connecting with him many years ago, and he lost his son. And at one point, he was so dejected and, you know, didn't feel that there was anything worth living. But he started to recognize that he was still connected, and he started to recognize that he didn't need to feel bad or guilty about anything that was good in his life or any pain or that he was doing a disservice to his beautiful child. And now he's opened up a charity in his child's name, and he's doing some amazing, amazing work. I'm really proud of him. He turned his pain into purpose. Now, that might not fit for all of you, but here's the thing, guys, that I want you to think about. And here's for you ladies, or anybody who, if you know a man who's grieving, don't just talk to them and let them say, yeah, I'm fine, I'll get over it, I'm fine, I'm good. Let them know that they're in a safe space so they can talk, right? Even if they can't talk at that moment in time, get them to do something with you. whether it's going for a beer, whether it's going for a hike, whether it's, and let them open up in their own time. One of the things that I've found has been really, really helpful with people is to tell stories. If you can get that person to tell stories about their loved ones, sometimes that will break down that barrier. If you can connect with them on the level that says, hey, you know, I want to know about your wife, you know, tell me about your wife, Mary. You know, what was she like? You know, what was it you loved about her? When we connect on that level with a man who's grieving and you give them permission to share and to reminisce and go back to that good vibe and that feeling, it's not necessarily that they're going to be bringing up bad memories, they've lost them, but you might spark something in them. You might spark that little bit of, you know, oh, I remember this funny time and she did this, and that starts to bring back good memories, okay? Starts to kind of lift that fog just that little bit. You don't have to go in and start talking about the afterlife and signs and all that kind of stuff. That all comes later. What we want to do is to stop that man wanting to commit suicide. What we want to do is to stop that man feeling that he has no support and there is no one around him. Guys, and it's okay. Really, it's okay for you to be vulnerable. There is a power. There is an amazing divine power in your vulnerability. A true warrior is vulnerable. You don't have to be stoic in your grief. There is nothing wrong with actually expressing your grief and saying, you know what, I am suffering at the moment and, you know, I don't really want to talk, but this is how I'm feeling. It's not about someone feeling sorry for you and saying, oh, I'm sorry for your loss. I try to, because I've experienced it, I try not to say to anyone, and anyone who knows me, not, you know, even as a medium or anything, I very rarely, if ever, really say, I'm sorry for your loss. The first thing I'll normally do is ask questions. And for those of you who have connected with me on social, you know that I'll ask questions like the guy who connected with me on Instagram, and I say, you know, hey, tell me about your wife. Tell me something about her. And the conversation opens up. I don't want to give you platitudes and say, hey, I'm really sorry about your loss, but you'll go through it. You're strong. Even though society thinks that the man is going to be strong all the time, it's the worst thing for a guy to hear is, you're strong, you'll go through it. Because at that moment in time, we ain't strong. We don't feel strong. But the only freedom that we have is the freedom in the mind. And those memories that we have can keep us alive. I never, ever want to hear about another man saying he wants to commit suicide because he feels so alone. Like I said in the last episode, I run a grief community for men and women. And I've just, you know, there's been a couple of men that's joined recently. And by the way, guys, I need more guys in there. I'm top heavy at the moment, right? Safe place. Safe place for us all to talk and express and to learn. That's what we need as guys. We don't need someone to say, hey, you know, you're going to get through this, dude, you know. Stiff up our lip, man. We're going to get, let's go for a beer, you know, and forget about it. That's the worst thing that also happens, right? I've heard people say, dad, just forget about it. She's fine. She's in a great place now. Who wants to hear that shit? Who really wants to hear that? No. So that's why I always try and make that emotional connection. I'm not going to say I'm sorry for you. I'm not going to turn around and say, well, she's in a great place. She's better off there. What I'm going to say is, you know, tell me your story. Let's talk about it. I want you to open up. And guys, if any one of us out there who knows someone's grieving, can ask them or give them an ear to let them tell their story, that can be the catalyst to them beginning to understand their grief journey. Now, I've said many, many times, guys, don't think you're ever going to heal from grief. You can't. We don't heal from grief, but we come to a level of acceptance. And then we have the choice to do what we have. We become awareness, acceptance, and choice. That's my model for dealing with grief. No stages, nothing like that. But if we can come to a level of awareness and we can come to a level of acceptance, then we can begin that journey together. So it starts off with storytelling. That's what's helped me, and that's what's helped many, many people and many men that I've helped through the years to start talking, especially if they've lost wives and even children, you know. It's great when I talk to my buddy in Scotland and find out what he's up to, or, you know, he's climbed Ben Nevis again and he's had his son on his mind and he was talking to his son on there. So that's another thing, guys, you know, it is not wrong for you. I wouldn't say just go into deep meditation and try and connect with your loved one or else, especially if you're really in deep grief. That will come a lot later. But, you know, there's something so special for you to be able to just sit on your chair and just talk to your wife. You might feel silly, you might feel stupid, but, you know, it's such a comfort just to talk out to them as if they're there. Because I guarantee you, and we'll talk about this later, I guarantee you, you will be getting signs from the other side. That's going to be another episode. We need to dive into that just now. But if I can get you to open up your heart, if I can get you to talk, even out loud, when you're feeling pain, sometimes you might just feel a change in the energy. Sometimes you might just feel that little bit of comfort that comes over you. And that's not bound by any religion. Doesn't matter whether you're Christian, Hindu, Muslim, you're indigenous in some way. We all have our different ways of dealing with it. But at the end of the day, love is love. And if we feel love from the other side, or you feel love in that moment, then what more can we ask for? It doesn't need to be labeled on anything. So guys, talk. Talk to your loved one. For goodness sake, talk. That's one of the things that I did. One of the things, guys, that I did, I talked to my father out loud. And that did help. And it don't matter that I'm a medium or anything, I could feel or get signs or anything. It's just even talking out loud. And if you don't like to talk out loud and you feel silly about it, talk in your mind. So many things to do. And as we go on and we do more episodes, I'll bring in a lot more techniques, things that you can do, things that, you know, that I've taught in the group as well. So, I mean, there's loads of lessons in there. You can go and check them out. But, you know, we'll talk about more of these things. But I really don't want any of you out there who are suffering from grief. And as I said, as a man, and I'm sorry, this is, I'm aiming at the guys here. Girls, we'll get on to you. There's plenty for you coming up, but let's just talk about the guys. I don't want you to feel isolated. I don't want you to feel distant. I don't want you to feel disconnected. I want you to talk out loud to your loved one. I want you to think about the memories. And I want you to open up and talk. I want you to tell stories. And even if someone ask you how you're doing and everything else, be honest with them. But then maybe you can jump into, but you know what? I'm feeling bad. I was feeling shit. I'm feeling, but guess what? You know, yesterday I was sitting thinking about my wife and I was thinking about this funny situation. Even if you go forward to tell a story of your loved one, it also gives that person who's listening a clear indication that you can talk, and maybe then they'll open up and say, oh, wow. No, tell me about Sheila. Tell me more. Did you guys go to Italy? Tell me about that. Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you that are out there listening and you know a guy who's suffering, don't give them the old mumbo jumbo that everybody else is. Get them to tell stories. Get them to ignite the happy memories. Don't tell them they're strong. Don't tell them they'll get through it. Don't tell them you're sorry for their loss. Let them open up and let them tell stories. Because as human beings, we're built for storytelling. We really are. That's what you watch TV shows, it's all about storytelling. Marketing, it's about storytelling. But let's tell the stories that impact us. Let's tell the stories that bring a smile. Let's tell the stories that help us to deal with our pain and turn our pain into purpose. Don't give them false hope, or don't give them platitudes. Really listen. And guys, please, do not suffer in silence. Let's connect. connect with your friends. Ask them if it's okay to tell them your story. Don't be ashamed of your grief. There is a power in your grief. Open up. Don't be frightened to open up. And if you need to know anything or you need some tips, then connect with me. I'm happy to share what little knowledge that I know. In fact, here is an invitation. If you feel lonely and you feel disconnected, connect with me. Tell me an amazing story about your wife. Tell me the funniest thing. Tell me a memory of where you went. Because if you tell me that now, I know that you're ready to open your heart even more. And next time, guys, we're going to talk about finding someone, about dating, about moving on, marriage, all these questions. And if you've got questions about the afterlife, if you've got questions about your grief journey, if you've got questions you don't understand, then connect with me and ask those questions. I'm happy to tell you. Guys, we do not want any more statistics. No more thoughts of taking your own life. No more thoughts that no one understands you, because there are people that are on the journey. There are people that will walk shoulder to shoulder with you and help you to bear that burden. There's a power in your vulnerability, and there's a power in connecting with your emotion. And even if you pray, pray to have strength to face your emotions. Don't pray for the pain to go away. It doesn't work like that. Ask God for strength. He'll give you strength. Ask him for faith, he'll give you faith. Ask him for hope and he'll give you hope. But if you don't ask, you don't get. God bless, ladies and gentlemen. Bless each and every one of you. And especially you guys out there. We're all walking this path together. This is Jock. This is the Pillars of Grief. If you've got any questions, reach back out to me. Have a wonderful evening, day, morning, wherever you are, whatever time you're listening to this. And remember, listen to the other episodes, connect with me there, pillarsofgriefpodcast.com, and I'll be waiting for you. And if you want to come and join our private group, reach out to me, we'll arrange that as well. Don't be another statistic. Tell me your stories. Have a great time. Have a great day. Have a great life, because your life is worth living. And here, let me just leave you with this, actually. Do you think for one moment that your loved one on the other side wants you to sit and wallow in self-pity and sadness and ruin the rest of your life? No. They want you to be happy. They want you to find happiness. You will make them so much more happier on the other side if you can find that glimpse of happiness. And maybe, just maybe, that starts with you telling a story. God bless. Thank you for tuning in to the Pillars of Grief with me. If you've found this podcast helpful, please consider subscribing so that you never miss an episode. Also, leaving a review can help others find the show and receive the guidance they need on their journey through grief. I appreciate your feedback and look forward to hearing from you all. Join my free online support community for those grieving and connect with others who understand what you're going through. I offer you a spiritual blessing and hope you will join me on the next episode. Till then, open your mind and allow the power of the divine to transform your grief to spiritual realization. God bless.